Parsha Shkolim at the end, but let me just start. I don't know how much time this will take. It's short halacha today. Parshas Vayakel. How does Parshas Vayakel begin? Okay, it's Vayakel. Moshe gathers Klal Yisrael and says Sheshes Yom. The first thing he says in this parasha, Sheshes Yom Te'osim Lecha. Rabbi Yisai, can I have your attention, please? Uvayom Ashvihi. On day 7, Yilachem Kodesh Shabbat Shabbosayin LaHashem Kol Oisem Olvay Melacha Yumas. If someone does one of the 39 categories of labor, he is punished with death. Correct? And then, if the pasuk would have stopped there, if the Torah, this parasha would have stopped here, we would have been very, very pleased, satisfied. We would not even know anything is missing. But it doesn't end here. It goes further. What does it say? If it would stop right here, Kol Oisem Olvay Melacha Yumas, it would be fine. But the pasuk does not, the Torah does not stop here. There's one more pasuk. And the pasuk is, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshva Seichem B'yoim HaShabbos. What does that pasuk come to teach us? It told us already, there are 39 categories of Melacha. There are Lamites Melachas. We know this, Halacha Lavash Mesinai. There are other sources. And now it comes to teach us this principle of, do not kindle a fire on Shabbos. Oid Rashi says, Yesh merabaseinu oimrim havara lelav yotzas, v'yesh oimrim lechalik yotzas. So Rashi quotes the basic answer, that it's coming to teach Allah in Chilcha Shabbos. Some tell us that there is no chiv misas bezdin for kindling a fire on Shabbos. There are really only 38 categories of melacha for which there is a penalty of death. There's one category of labor for which there is no penalty of death. And that's what it says in the pasuk. It says, Kol ha'isevoy melacha yumas, death. Death for what? 38 categories of labor. But 39 of the 39 of Havara, of kindling a fire, that is only a loisa se malkoi sarboim. We're coming to diminish. We're coming to lighten the severity of lighting fire on Shabbos. Rashi. Halacha l'maisa, we don't pass it like that. We pass like the second interpretation of Rashi, that there's no such thing. A person who kindles a fire on Shabbos is chayef misa, b'mezid, with aid in the hasra, chayef kares, without any witnesses, and chayef a karbon chatas if he does this by accident. What then is the pasuk coming? The teachers come to single out a single malacha to teach you lechalik yotzas, that if a person accidentally does more than one labor, one malacha on Shabbos, he is obligated to bring a separate carbon for each avera. If a person cooks and lights a fire, he's chayv to bring by accident, by mistake, he is obligated to bring two separate korbanas, one for cooking and one for kindling a fire. Person builds, he does construction and he traps an animal, he's chayv for each one separately. If not for this pasuk of singling out one specific malacha, we would think that if a person is in violation of Shabbos, even if he does all 39 categories of labor in one shot, he only, by accident of course, he only brings one single carbon. That's what this pasuk is coming to teach us. This is the pshutoy shel mikra. However, Chazal, Rashi did not bring down another Maimer Chazal. There's another very important Maimer Chazal which has major, major halachic ramifications, bizman hazeh, every single Shabbos, in the laws of chinuch habonim. And that is, the pasuk is addressing Bezdin. And the Torah is telling Bezdin, you may have a situation where a person is chayev misa. And one of the people who is chayev misa, one of the dalad misa is Bezdin, is Sreifa. What is Sreifa? Where they take a person, they tie him down, and they put a scarf around his neck, and they pull the two ends of the scarf, and that forces the neck to open wide, the kone and the vesha to open wide, and they take molten lead, and they make kiddush. And they pour it down his throat. Okay, he goes down a short, and his body dies. And he dies, the heat, the intensity of the heat, the molten lead, brings about death. This is called Misas Sureifa. Not like the Goyim, they burn a person alive. Stake, that's not what Sureifa means in the Torah. Sureifa is a dignified form of Sureifa, where a person is injected with molten lead, and it causes the neshama to leave, and the person's body remains 100% intact and in dignity. Now, in order to get the lead to melt, what does Beis Din need to do? They need to turn on the oven. They need to fire up the oven in order to achieve a degree of heat where the med will turn from a solid into a liquid so they can pour it down the person's throat. Torah over here says the word b'chol moshvo seichem. According to Chazal, without going into all the details, the word moshvo seichem is a code word for all of the botei dinim in Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk is coming to address the Beis Din and says to Beis Din, just in case you have a situation where you have an obligation to take the life of another human being through misas sreifa, typically that the classic case of sreifa is a woman who is an arusa, who is mezane, who commits adultery. A woman before she's fully married, when she's in the middle stage of marriage, an arusa who commits adultery, she is burnt, she dies through sreifa. There, in that situation, a bas koyin, especially a bas koyin, she disgraces her parents, she's chayv sreifa. In that situation, do not kill her on Shabbos. You'll say, why not? If they conclude, the Beis Din issues the psak din 5 minutes before Shabbos begins. Right? Five, they're deliberating for weeks. 5 minutes before Shabbos begins, the psak comes down, Beis Din, they decide, they take the vote, guilty. Chayev misa sreifa. It's inui hadin. It's torture for a person to know that they're going to die and have to wait for the sentence to be executed. Has to be done immediately, not to torture the person, put the person out of their misery. So according to the rules of halacha, the person must be executed immediately, but if all of a sudden it's Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to kill her on Shabbos. You have to wait until Shabbos is over. Do not turn on the heat, kindle the fire to melt the lead, to turn it into liquid, to pour it down her throat, that she should die. Now, here comes the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch, and Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and there are a lot of details which I unfortunately don't know. I can't remember. It's a lot of information. But the Rambam uses this as a binyan af, as a basic concept, that on Shabbos, it is not the time to punish people. No punishment at all. Now, this punishment involves Chil Shabbos. They have to light the fire to prepare. Even Misas Beis Din, the Tzias Neshama, is a question. Is it Mamish Chil? Not necessarily. But in this instance, there is Chil Shabbos of lighting the fire to make the lead in order that this woman should die. Other forms of Misas Beis Din, Chenek, strangulation, and a skila, and
that'd be problematic.
Not what muksa, what the stones are muksa. It's the rabban and the rice. So there's no rice in skila. Well, you're causing blood. You may cause blood by throwing the stones, pushing the person down. You're right. That might involve blood. You're right. That might be different. But strangulation, luchar or not? Maybe yes. I don't know luchar or not. Strangulation is there is no blood, and skila shriva herik and herik. That's certainly a problem. Blood. That's certainly going to be a decapitation. That certainly is a problem. But Torah says, no, it's Misas Beis Din is not Doicha Shabbos. There may be a reason why you may think that it is permitted to be done on Shabbos. Along comes this pasuk to reject that notion. Don't make any sophisticated drashos to conclude that you're allowed to execute a human being on Shabbos. Forbidden, yeah.
Beis Din itself may not be in session on Shabbos, and this is an
extension. So that's why I gave you an example.
And this is an extension.
No, but that's why I gave you the example of Beis Din is in session on Erev Shabbos.
I know, but still, that's an extension of their.
Okay,
their
but
job.
Let's say the situation arises where the person now is chayiv misa, and now we have an opportunity. The pasuk here is teaching you that do not make any sophisticated drashos and come up with any logic why misas Beis Din should be permitted on Shabbos. Do not do that, because it's categorically forbidden to do misas Beis Din when it involves Chilul Shabbos. Now the Rambam says, by extension, even if you have a Misas Bezdin with it, it does not involve Chilul Shabbos. And by extension, from here we learn, Shabbos is not a day for Bezdin to punish. Bezdin does not issue punishments on Shabbos. Now here's where it gets very interesting when it comes to Shulchan Aruch. What about, let's just cut to the chase because we're almost out of time. What about punishing children on Shabbos? You have a child who misbehaves. And the rule in the family is if the child misbehaves, so you get a patch. You get a frask. Okay, in the olden days, before you were sent away to jail, for child abuse. Okay, let's say the rule in the family is a child misbehaves, he gets a patch. Or he's sent to his room. He's sent to his room. You don't behave, you're fighting with your brother, you stole his toys, you hit your brother. Let's say you're sent to your room. You name it. Or you want to talk about something more significant, this is Noyeh Lacha L'maisa. It's very hard to get people to come together at the shul. I saw this part, it's hard to come together to issue a statement. And there's a person in the community who doesn't want to give his wife a get. It's a Rasha. He's a Mesarev. He doesn't want to give his wife a get. And they go through all of the steps. And now, on Shabbos, we have an opportunity to make a public announcement. No one in this shul should dare do business with this fellow. This fellow is Mesarev the Bezdin. He was instructed to give a get to his wife. He's holding her up. Naguna, we've heard the case. He's the guilty person, and we want to punish him, and we want the Olam to know no one should dare do business with this fellow because of the situation. And we want to issue this announcement on Shabbos. Is this permitted? The Pashtus says it is forbidden. Pashtus says you're not allowed to punish a child. Do you believe this? Do you ever hear such a thing? You're not allowed to punish a child on Shabbos, to send him to the room. You give him a frask for what a sin that he has done, or in shul to get him and make an announcement that no one, punishing him, no one is allowed to look at him, no one is allowed to do business with him because of what he has done. Let's clarify a few things. Or what about put a person in prison? You're not allowed to lock up a person on Shabbos. Now let's clarify a few things. Number one. If the person is a danger to society, we're not discussing. Okay. You have a dangerous person who needs to be incarcerated because he's a danger. I mean, that's not our discussion. Of course, you put him away, you lock him up. He's a sakana. We're talking about a situation where you have to make that determination. There is no danger. If I don't send the child to the room, nothing's going to happen. He didn't do something which warrants that he has to. But he has to learn his lesson. He has to be punished. There's a punishment. There's a punishment. It doesn't have to be today. Bezdin can go, and there's a person in the community. He's not running away. He has nowhere to go. We can lock him up tomorrow. Now, by the way, this also touches upon a general theme, which a lot of the Mepharshim talk about. It's amazing how I thought this is only a secular idea, but you see everything is written in Chazal. In America, there's a very big debate. We speak about this many times. There's a very big debate in the courts. What is the purpose of jail? What is the purpose of being put away? Is it a punishment or is it what they call a correction facility? A rehabilitation facility where you go to college and you get degrees and they teach you skills and they give therapy and they give medicine in order to rehabilitate you. It's not a punishment. Why is it not a punishment? Because every human being has certain given rights and it's not in America, it's not the role of government to punish. God punishes. God punishes. Oh, that's the debate. This is a debate in the courts. And there's very big nafka mina. If prison in America is viewed to be punishment, you're not entitled to get a college degree. You're not entitled to have good food. You're not entitled to have rights. You're here because you're being punished. If you're being punished, you get nothing. Oh, but if you view that in America, the government, the Constitution, does not give the power of government to punish anyone. You have no right to punish a person. We only have a right to protect society from crazy people. If this guy stole from him, tomorrow he'll steal from someone else. So we need to protect society. How do we protect society? We lock you up. If you're a predator, we have to lock you up. We have to protect society. Just because we're locking you up, we're not punishing you. We're protecting you from society, society from you. You're still entitled to have a good lunch. You're entitled to have watch a good movie. You're entitled. You have entitlements. Bederech klal in America, the courts have decided more or less that incarceration is not a punishment. It is a protection. It is something that we do to protect society from crazy people. And therefore, prisoners are deserving of rights. They have a lot of rights, like everyone else. Whatever a regular person has, they have a right to as well, across the board. Only, that's the one of the blessings of America, that the government does not view itself to be God. They're not in the role here to punish. Only God punishes and rewards. We're just here to protect society. Other countries, doesn't work like that. Jail is a punishment. You committed a crime, you're a piece of garbage. We're going to punish you. You get nothing in jail. Yeah.
I saw a similar discussion about what's the point of Golas? Is it
rehabilitation or punishment?
Or is it rehabilitation?
Both. A little of both.
Although it's the writer suggested that if it's for rehabilitation, it hasn't been working out.
How do we know? We don't know where we are. The Kor Barzel. We don't know what that means. Now, this issue is a halachic issue. When you punish a person, what are you really doing? Are you punishing him? Or are you protecting society? Where do we have such a principle? So the Rambam says, it's amazing concepts. Uvi'arto hara mikir be'acha. Okay, that is an exaggerated form. Chazal even more extreme than society. When you kill a person because they committed an avera, the Rambam says you're doing two mitzvahs. Mitzvah number one, you're punishing him. You're punishing him. The Torah says that Bezdin has the right to punish. There are Dalid Misois Bezdin. It is a punishment, make no mistake about it. Bezdin is not like America. They have the right to punish. Number two, you mekayim a mitzvah de'oraisa uvi'arto hara mikir becha. This person is a bad example. The fact that he's walking the streets, people are looking at him, he got away with the crime, he represents a way of life, he is ra. And the Torah demands of society, get rid of the garbage. Uvi'arto hara mikir becha. When the Torah says "Leisivaru eish b'chol moshvo sechem b'yom haShabbos," according to the understanding of those who are dissecting the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it's an incredible lamdus. In punishment, there are always tzvei dinim, lam shavart. There is punishment, and there is danger. That danger to society has to be very carefully defined. Danger to society doesn't have to be removed today. It can be removed. Can be dealt with later on, but there's still a mitzvah to remove the danger. There is an element of uvi'arto hara mikir. Every time a person is punished, you're being mekayim tzvei dinim. Punishment and uvi'arto hara mikir becha. When the Gemara darshins, uvi'yoyma uloy sivaru esh mikol moshvo seichem, that's only punishment. Punishment may not be administered on Shabbos, certainly not a punishment which involves Chil Shabbos, but by extension, the Torah set the tone, Shabbos is not the day to punish. Look, the biggest raya is, our tradition has it, that Gehenim is closed for business on Shabbos.
You say Shabbos.
Right? You know how much money they save?
Yeah.
You know how much? You know what's going on there?
Yeah. No, the person is doing it for punishment of the bedin. You have one of my bar.
Yes, if Chazal says if you go through the Misas Bezdin, that's the benefit. Misas Bezdin, you get Olam Haba. Yes. Okay.
But we have discussed that before, and what we said was that Shabbos is the day when Gehenna freezes over.
Freezes over. There is no, we have a tradition, there is no Gehenna on Shabbos. Why not? Because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moch V'Sechem B'yom HaShabbos. It's shut for business. By extension, all forms of punishment are forbidden or are not permitted on Shabbos. The delicate element is, if the person is a danger to society, that's a poshet. You have to do whatever you have to do. But where he's not a danger for society, the question now is there still a mitzvah today of uvi'arta hara mikirbecha? And is that mitzvah overpower the prohibition of lo sivaru eish b'chol moshva seichem b'yem ha-shabbos? Meikar hadin lo sivaru eish is only, you're not allowed to punish when there is an iser, when there is a chil shabbos, when there is a melacha d'oraisa. There's no melacha d'oraisa, so it's the minhag. By extension, Shabbos you don't punish. Don't even take a child who did something wrong, don't give him a frask on Shabbos. Shabbos is yoy minucha, there's no gehenim, you don't hit him. Don't hit him, he deserves to be hit. So mitzvah Shabbos, you can hit him. Hit him double. But on Shabbos, he gets a pass. He gets a pass. You don't send him to his room on Shabbos. If he's a danger to his brothers and sisters, okay, that's a different story. But if he's not a danger, and it's just a matter of teaching him a lesson, not on Shabbos. But here's the question. This is where every situation makes different. Is there still a mitzvah today of uvi'arto hara mikirbecha? Is this what he has done set a bad example that lives on, perpetuates, and has influence over other people in this environment? If you're with him alone, and no one's going to learn from his evil ways, you have a child that's not behaving properly, and it's just you and him, and he did something where he violated your, he did something very, very bad, Shabbos, you can't punish him. Oh, is he a threat? No. Is the Ra something which is significant? No, it's not. But if he's sitting at the table with another 10 children, and he did something very, very bad, and if I don't punish him, it sets the wrong message to all the other children and to all the other people. So I'm not allowed to punish him on Shabbos.
You could yell at him,
I would think. Of course. I mean, there's certain things that I but there is a dilemma. Where do you differentiate between punishment and which is off limits on Shabbos and uvi'arta hara mikirbecha, which is permitted on Shabbos? So it can depend on the type of punishment. Sometimes the punishment is l'shem punishment. Sometimes the punishment is a different form of punishment, which is really as a lesson for other people. L'man yishmu v'yiron v'lo yizidun od. So then it will be permitted. And there's another example he gives over here in the Sefer, right in Das Kanis, right, is where you're punishing a person not because he did something in the past, but it's rather a forewarning. I know what your tendencies are. And because I know where you're heading, I'm limiting you right now. I'm going to take away something from you right now as, it's like a punishment almost, in order that you should not do something worse. I'm doing this now not al ha'ovar, but al ha'osit. It's another whole psychological element of when you punish a person, why are you punishing him? For the past? Or you're punishing him for, don't ever do this again. If you're punishing never, say you should not do it again in the future, that is permitted, it appears. Because lo sivaru eish b'chol moshva secha misas bezdin is what? For the past. It's not for the future. So there are really three elements. Is the punishment to teach you for the future? Mutter. Is the punishment, is your danger? Mutter. Is there an element here of uvi'arta hara mikirbecha because you're setting a bad example for other people? Mutter. But if what I'm doing to you is purely payback for committing a crime, that's aser. That we take, that is something that in Shabbos you cannot do. And it's interesting, you have to really catch yourself. You won't even realize when you're dealing with other people, counselors and rebbeim, parents especially, and even rabbanim, who are dealing with some rebellious balabatim. And you have to deal with them. The yesod is, it's Shabbos is not a time to punish le sivaru eish b'chol moshva seichem.